Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Right Now-ish. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw, here with the final dose of our summertime series on wheels, community, and culture. It's time to put some gas in the car that you just cleaned, call up the homies, and go for a cruise down the boulevard. Slowly, so everybody sees you. That's what Angel Ramiro and the Car Club Dueñas is all about. They're a sisterhood on wheels.
So we always have black shirts, blue jeans, and bands. That is like the Dueña starter pack for our our fit. Our friends joke around and they're like, why do you guys always wear the same thing? I mean, like, because we all like to match.
Angel hails from the South Bay. We're talking the region that gave rise to the iconic Lowrider magazine, a pillar in the Chicano lowrider community, the publication that's been celebrating the art form of riding low and slow since the 70s.
I love that I'm from a place that is so rich in the lowriding culture. It's fitting for me.
In this episode, we're talking about candy-colored classic cars, loud sound systems, and active hydraulic switches, as well as lowrider culture and what it has meant for generations of Angel's family. Back with more in a hot one.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
Being a woman and having to get yourself ready, okay, and get your car ready, it's a long process. You know, we're up at like 4 or 5 in the morning sometimes to hit the shows or wherever we're going. You know, we have to wash it, wax it, clean the rims, vacuum it, get everything all nice. And then that morning, we usually get ready, get together, touch up our cars one last time. We always put in gas, check each other's fluids, stuff like that. How's your car running? You know, make a check with everybody, what's going on? Okay, where are we going to be going? By that time, sometimes our eyebrows are kind of like, you know, already coming off and stuff. You know what I mean? By the time we're getting ready, I'm like, oh man, they're like, you're half your eyebrows missing. I'm like, oh, I was sweating. I went like, you know, I try to take off the sweat. I took my eyebrow at the same time. I think we have it a little bit harder than men in lowriding because we got a lot more to do. You know what I mean? Especially when you got to draw on the eyebrows.
Bring me to the beginning. Like, you, lowriders, where did it all start?
My mom had a lowrider. She had a 77 Monte Carlo with hydraulics on spoke wheels. She used to always take us cruising with her. She was a young mom. What she liked to do was cruise around in San Jose on the east side. So we would go with her. We'd cruise around. We loved hitting the switches in her car when we were little. Messing around and stuff. My uncles all had, you know, lowriders as well. My uncle was in a car club, Midnight Classics from Sunnyvale back in the 70s. So it just kind of was something that I grew up with. So now I'm the president of Dueña's Car Club. We've been around since June 2019. A majority of the people in the club are my family or friends that we've been, you know, friends for 20 years plus. I personally have had one car, my Impala 65, for 17 years. My sister has two cars. She has a 48 Fleetline and she has a 62 Impala. My first niece, she has a 67 Impala convertible. It's pink with a black top, new interior, new rims. Her little sister, 4 years old, loves cars. She always says, oh, I want to go see the pretty cars. I want to go see the pretty cars. She has a pedal car and it's purple, which has a custom paint job by the Delgado brothers. You know, it's nice to see younger generations that want to do the same, you know, have lowriders, love cars and share the same passion.
Intergenerational connection. What does Dueñas mean?
So Dueñas actually means the female owner. When we were trying to come up with a name, me and my friends, we wanted something that was very fitting, pertaining to us, you know, that said about who we are. And we thought, what a better name than Dueñas? Especially since in the lowriding community, a lot of people who own lowriders were basically all men, mainly men. We used to get the, oh, it's your daddy's ride, it's your boyfriend's ride, or whatever. So we want to, you know, to show that, no, this is our ride. We are the owners of these cars. We bought them. We built them. This is our love, our passion.
Nice. Explain the Impala to me. Like, describe it. What does it look like?
I wanted people to know that it wasn't my daddy's or, you know, my boyfriend's car, because they would always say that. I painted it purple, redid the interior, put it on some spokes. I put it on some 14s, customized it and made it my own.
It's like a bonding experience, right? Like, the car is a part of you, right?
You know, my car, that's like my baby. Sometimes he frustrates me and, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's a he, he's purple. And I'm like, yeah, he's a he and he's purple. And he's still badass.
You do the work on your car as well?
Yeah, I have done some work. Like, you know, small stuff, oil changes, change the alternator, the rear differential. I needed to change the gaskets and put in new oil, stuff like that. I try to be more hands-on. I always tell my cousin, you know, because he works on his car and stuff, and he'll ask me questions, and I'll be like, oh, well, I looked on YouTube University.
YouTube University, yep.
Pretty much all of us, you know, try to do something that has to do with our cars and kind of, you know, get our hands dirty and stuff.
What's your Impala's name?
Saturday Love.
Saturday Love. Where does that name come from?
There's a song by Sherelle.
Oh, yeah. For always
and forever. I just always fell in love with that song and, you know, it stuck.
You mentioned Sherelle, but what are some of the other songs you and the crew like to cruise to?
Posse on Broadway. That's like our anthem for us girls when we're getting pumped up and stuff. The old school music. I like oldies too. You know, I listen to Brent and Wood. Me and you. Of course, you have to have Zapp and Roger.
What's it like when you pull up to the scene and it's a whole bunch of women in lowriders?
Especially when we first came out, oh, it was, everybody would stop and stare. People couldn't believe it. And you know what? I think the best thing was so many young girls and women coming up to us and saying, oh my God, is this really your car? This is not, oh, it's awesome. We think it's great. We get so much support and love from women. And myself, I've noticed that there's so many more women now with cars out there. And I think it's awesome. I love it.
Break down a car hop for me.
Okay, so car hop, you pretty much want to see whose car is going to get the highest. Your car has hydraulics, okay? Sometimes you have, you know, different pumps, batteries. There's a lot of work that goes into doing hydraulics. It gets pretty pricey. Most of the time, they chrome out a lot of the undercarriage and stuff like that, make it look pretty too, you know, make it look nice. They battle each other. You put two cars together. Sometimes more than two cars will hop at the same time. And then just try to see whose car can get the highest. And sometimes there's like awards involved.
At one point, it seemed like it was like being criminalized.
San Jose's King and Story Roads area resembles a war zone, with police lined up on one side and kids on the other. The youths, mostly Chicano, say they come to socialize, to cruise in their cars, to have a good time with their friends.
How do you navigate celebrating the culture without being demonized or criminalized?
A lot of times, you know, media and Hollywood and stuff like that portrays it a certain way. You know, you see movies where the gang member has a lowrider, you know, so a lot of people are assuming that that's what it's all about. I think people are starting to really see our culture and see that we aren't gang members. We're blue collar people. We're hard workers. We're putting our money into these cars to show our creative side. People out there in car clubs and, you know, our lowriders genuinely care about our families and making sure that our kids know that, hey, no matter what it is that you want to do, you can do it. Whether it's building a $100,000 car, going to college and being a lawyer, or anything you want to do, you can do it. So I think that they see that the lowrider community does a lot, not just for the lowrider community itself, but for those in need in general.
Yeah, so Duenas Car Club has done community service with large organizations in the South Bay, raised thousands of dollars for breast cancer research, and organized different toy drives, like the one you did with the San Jose earthquakes. My question is, what's it like when you pull up with a whole bunch of lowriders to do community service work?
Sometimes they take a double take. They're not sure what they're seeing sometimes, because like you said, before it was portrayed a certain type of people, you know? So we do what we can for our community. A lot of us know what it's like to not have everything, you know, and sometimes even a roof over your head, you know, so we want to do something to give back. We've helped Envision Network, donating toys to them as well. It kind of gives these kids something else to put their minds to, you know, not think about, hey, I'm in a shelter. They say, oh, these pretty cars, and they get all excited, and then we show up with toys and gifts for Christmas. They're even more excited.
Where does the need to do community service come from within you?
My mom always used to give back to the community. She was a young mom. She needed help when she was raising 3 kids on her own. My mom being 15 when she had me, we didn't always have either the nicest stuff. You know, people would talk about, oh, 90210 on cable and this. I'm like, what's cable? You know, I didn't know, have a lot of things growing up. She worked full time. She got her degree from De Anza College. And she always felt like, I want to give back. I want to give back to the community. Sunnyvale Community Services, she would, you know, donate to them. We would donate to our local shelter. Unfortunately, you know, she passed away in 2019.
Same year she passed was the same year that you officially founded the Witness Car Club.
Yes.
But that's an honorable way to carry her flag, both through the community service and through riding.
My mom was the biggest sweetheart. She always wanted us to go to as many events, to go cruising. You know, she always was like, you know, go out, have a good time, mija. If she would have been around to see the toy drive that we did with the San Jose Earthquakes, she would have just, especially for Christmas, she would have been so excited.
All right, I got to ask you, what's your favorite street to cruise down?
Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Yep. I would cruise until like 3-4 in the morning. My friends always joke with me and they're always like, oh, you cruise till you're the last one. Kind of brings me back to a time where my mom used to take me cruising in her car. Sometimes till we fell asleep.
Angel, I can't thank you enough for being open, for sharing your story, your family, your culture, your community, and your car with us. Thank you. For all of you out there, I invite you to check out Duenas Car Club on Instagram at Duenas Car Club. That's spelled DuenasCarClub. The one and only Marisol Medina Cadena is the producer of the show. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Jessica Plachik and Vanessa Roncagno were the editors of this episode. Sarah Pineda, Jacqueline Carbajal, and Kiana Mogadam are the folks who make up the engagement team. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. Once again, my name is Pendarvis Harshaw. This is the final episode in our summer series on wheels, community, and culture, but we'll be right back next week with more summer fun. Thank you for listening. Until then, peace. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.